Oh, hey! I'm so glad you're back in the archive checking out this episode. I wanted to give you a heads up that while the episode you're about to hear may be a little bit older, we still stand behind all of our advice and actionable takeaways. However, we may mention resources that are no longer available. The best way to get our up-to-date resources is going to feelgoodretail.com/podcast and checking out what we have there. So, without further ado, enjoy the episode. Hey, welcome to Feel Good Retail, a podcast dedicated to indie retailers who want building their shop to feel good. Hey, everyone. I wanted to hop into your podcast feed just to let you know that I haven't forgotten about you. The world has been a little crazy already in 2021. And I have been in support mode for my clients and honestly just taking a little bit more time to rest than I thought I needed and to process all the things that are going on in the world, like an attempted coup and a second impeachment for our president, who will no longer be president so soon. Thank God. So I just wanted to pop in with this little impromptu update to let you know that I am making some changes to the podcast based on some feedback and some feelings of my own. I pride myself on being an intuitive business owner, and that means sometimes things don't go according to plan, because I get a little ping or a download or a feeling that I respect and follow. So that's where we're at. I hope you're taking care of yourself. I hope you're making really awesome plans for 2021 and getting excited for all the possibility that's still ahead. I know that this kind of start to the year is not what any of us wanted. And I hope that you're caring not only for your business, but for yourself and your team and your hearts. I believe that retail is political and that we all have a responsibility to speak up about our values, be honest and use honest language about what's going on in the world, allow our team space to process, and create an environment where our clients feel seen and understood, which sometimes can feel really robust and abundant and vibrant, and other times is just about reading the room and knowing that if you are watching the news and having a hard time sleeping and worrying and not feeling at all like you need to see another email for skincare products, maybe listen to that, right? And do as you would like to be done to you. What, is that the golden rule? I think so. So that's a little bit of an off-the-cuff rant for you. I am still very active on Instagram at Feel Good Retail. And like I said, I'll be back very, very shortly with kind of a new format. I'm going to be doing some exciting interviews with indie retail owners and doing some more features. So if you have someone you'd love to hear from who you're really inspired by, or if you're taking on a really amazing challenge or project within your own business about making your shop feel better, feel good, that's values aligned, I'd love to hear about it. You can email me at podcast@feelgoodretail.com. And for those of you who are interested, I've opened the doors to a program I'm calling the Annual Advisory. The Annual Advisory is a year-long support program for ambitious indie retailers just like you, and it's a combination of quarterly strategy sessions where we'll meet, go over your numbers, dig deep, and create 90-day priorities and strategy plans together. You'll have 6 flexible CEO sessions, which are really meant to be kind of the hotline that you can ring whenever you're having a roadblock, a hard time making a decision, you're really working on something in particular, like a particular area of your business, or maybe your leadership skills, or you're debating some kind of expansion or new project. I'm just a phone call away and you'll have 6 45-minute sessions to use at your disposal. And lastly, there is going to be a monthly workshop dedicated to giving you the skills that you need to grow and scale your business. So admittedly, something that's taking up a lot of brain space for me right now is culling down all of my ideas to only 12, because there's so much I feel like I could teach and I think is valuable for retailers. But to give you a little bit of insight, they will be everything from tips and tricks to utilizing social media, a lot about email marketing, because I think it's really valuable for retailers, new platforms to consider, ways of looking at your numbers and your finances, intuitive analytics, building teams, building community, operations. Like I said, there is so many topics, and luckily, and maybe this is another perk, the 12 people who are joining me for the annual advisory will kind of have an effect on what I'm teaching based on the skills they're interested in and the needs of their businesses as a collective. Each of the workshops, you will also receive 2 additional tickets for team members if you're someone who has employees, because I think delegation is lit. And I really want you as a business owner to get comfortable learning skills and being familiar yourself. But if you're at the point of seriously scaling and growing, being able to offer this opportunity to your team is a perk to them and also will take some things off your plate, which I'm all about. So if you're interested in that, like I said, the annual advisory, you can read all about it by going to feelgoodretail.com/the program. I'll put that link in the show notes, of course. And there are applications open. I use applications because it gives us an opportunity to learn a little bit more about each other before. It's like a first date before we get married. And this is a totally judgment-free, no pressure zone. So if this sounds even a little bit interesting to you and the price point is something that would work for your business, fill out the application and let's talk, because I have no problem saying that there's other things you should be prioritizing in your business. As an indie retail consultant, I'm not someone who has any interest in taking the money from retailers if they're not really going to see an impact. So like I said, you can read more about the program, apply, and me and you will get on a quick phone call and chat and see if it's a fit. So applications are open through Friday, January 22nd of 2021. And there are only 12 spots available at this point. There's fewer than that. But there is still space. So I wanted to pop on just with that update, tell you about this program. I am so, so, so excited. I'm also excited to be back into your podcast earbuds when I am ready to do that. And I'm just wishing you a happy 2021. We're here. I can't wait to see what happens this year, and we'll talk soon.